Madam Clerk, would you call item two?
Item number two, a resolution by Supervisor Taylor in support of the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program for acquisition of approximately 22 acres of land in the city of Oak Creek, Wisconsin.
We have Doug Seymour from the city of Oak Creek here, along with obviously Mr. Keegan from Parks. If you want to kind of go over everything, that would be great.
Yes, thank you and good morning, Madam Chair, Supervisors. Thank you for the opportunity to appear on behalf of the city of Oak Creek. Just as a matter of coincidence, also a founding member of the Milwaukee Gateway Air Travels Corporation and board member of the Airport Gateway Business Association, very strong supporter of the type of partnerships that the Gateway to Milwaukee is forming in terms of regional economic development. Segueing into this item, it's important. I mean, you look on this, and this is a resolution in support of a parkland acquisition, and the natural question might be, how does this relate to economic development? But I think history shows us, especially in our recent dealings with the county, how being effective partners and looking at possibilities can really lead towards a number of win-wins in terms of just looking at the recent Falk Park deal that was consummated between the county, the city, and Northwestern Mutual, how you can increase the value of a park in terms of its value ecologically and to the community, as well as create exciting opportunities to grow the businesses within your communities and create some very exciting economic development opportunities by freeing up some valuable land. So same thing on a certain scale with the lakefront, what you're seeing right here, through the cooperation with the county, and they've always been great partners in terms of growing the resource base and working to find good opportunities to increase the parks. In this case, it's a redevelopment site on Oak Creek's lakefront, about 250 acres in total. We have an opportunity in working with some of our private sector partners to develop redevelop the lakefront in such a manner that we can clean up a lot of the brownfields that have kind of fallen into disrepair over the decades. And in doing so, really open up that area and build upon the legacy that has been created through the Milwaukee County Park System by adding parkland along the Lake Michigan shoreline. So in this case, we're have acquired 30 acres of park from a former industrial site. And the city has applied to the State of Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources for financial assistance with regard to that acquisition. This resolution shows the support of Milwaukee County and partnering in name only, because it's not a financial implication or impact upon the county towards acquiring that lakefront park. And just in conclusion, just to say that throughout this process over the entire lakefront area, which is part of the Supervisor Jurisdiction District, that it's been invaluable to be able to have a resource such as the County Parks Department and our private sector partners to really tackle a problem that has not been addressed in probably 40 or 50 years, and really bring the resources to bear to make that area once again a prominent part of the county in terms of the public open space that's out there, and in terms of bringing some economic value to some of the other lands, which are not immediately on the lakeshore. So I thank you for your consideration of this resolution, and I would be available for any questions that you might have.
Well, Mr. Seymour, for my colleagues on this committee that aren't as familiar with the South Side as perhaps Supervisor Taylor and myself, Fifth Avenue is not the Fifth Avenue in the rest of Milwaukee County.
No.
So they may not be as aware where this is. If you could describe it.
Geographically, I think the easiest description of this is the land just south of Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewage District treatment plant. I mean, immediately south of that.
It's the old Carrollville District,
yes,
for the Southsiders. Mr. Keegan, you're up here. Your comments?
Madam Chair, Supervisors, Jim Keegan from the Parks Department. I'd like to echo what Doug said about the continued support and cooperation that we've had with the city of Oak Creek. I think we have some great opportunities, some great synergies with Bender Park and what they're doing and what we can provide to the citizens and visitors of Milwaukee County. And so I'm here as moral support for their application to the state of Wisconsin.
Supervisor Mann?
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. That was one of the questions I had. Actually, tell me the location, because side. I figured on the south side is a little bit different from the north side. Hmm. Second of all, is this actually land that we're going to purchase? Who's going to own the land? Oak Creek or Milwaukee County?
Thank you, Supervisor. The city of Oak Creek will be owning the property.
Who owns the land at the present moment?
It is owned by Oak Creek Lakeshore Land Holdings LLC, or WIS Park is the actual owner of that property.
It was partly the old
Peter Cooper Glue Factory.
Okay, and some of those other very old industries that used to be on the lakefront. Terrible, mm-hmm. terrible polluted properties that Oak Creek has helped to really clean up.
Now, did you get you talk about brownfields. Did you get money from the federal government or the city of Wisconsin for brownfield cleanup?
Thank you. With respect to the cleanup, not entirely. We've got a lot of cooperation and some funding through the assessment programs from EPA and DNR. We've also received some a great bonus from our cooperation with the State Department of Transportation through the receipt of about 400,000 cubic yards of clean fill that we'll be using as capping materials on these properties from the I-94 project. We always are looking for opportunities to leverage the investments that are being made by our communities for the actual cleanup, and we'll be looking at grant funding opportunities in the future. Probably a large single factor in working with the property owners on the south end is DuPont and EPIC, formerly El Paso Natural Gas. They are cleaning up those properties, again, with the use of the clean fill material and with the cooperation of the city and the state. And as that's going on right now, as a matter of fact, they'll be capped in the spring, and then the environmental cleanup will take place this fall and the spring. Once that happens, they'll turn that land over to the city, which in turn will create an additional probably 30 to 50 acres of parkland along the shoreline. So although we're talking about this 30-acre acquisition right now, it's important to note and take a look at the big picture that all the way from our common border with Bender Park up through the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewer District, we'll be adding several, probably 60 to 80 acres of parkland, lakefront parkland, which heretofore had been inaccessible to the public.
And my last question, so it actually will be parkland. You're not going to develop the lakefront when you clean this up?
Right. The lakefront portion, and the mayor and the council and the community have been insistent that the lakefront be protected for all residents. Having said that, there are upland areas further west that will be developed through mixed use, mostly residential, as a kind of a means of kind of supporting the millions of dollars, quite frankly, that are being spent to clean up these properties and to bring some more residential and some more vitality back into those neighborhoods. But the lakefront portion itself, definitely, we've been through a substantial public participation process, which has led us to a plan which is heavy on open space along the lakefront and bringing people to the lakefront and keeping that a place for all the residents of Milwaukee County to enjoy.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Supervisor Taylor, did you wish to make a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve the resolution. Also, Supervisor Broderick is also going to be listed as the sponsor of this resolution for the record.
Point of clarification.
Supervisor Schmidt?
You keep saying 30 acres. We said approximately 22 acres.
Good point. Although the city purchased 30 acres from WIS Park for this purpose, the actual park is only 22.5 acres, I believe. There are areas which will be acquired which are getting down to the technical level. There's an easement that runs across the property there, west of that easement, which we wanted to keep those available for future development if they were necessary. But the acquisition portion is 22.5.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you.
No.
This is a public park that will be belong to the city of Oak Creek, correct?
Correct.
And in addition, your master plan calls for what I call a ribbon park along the lakefront, not unlike the ribbon park that's in St. Francis currently that goes along the lakefront. The county has a bike trail, et cetera. That ribbon park, is that intended to be Milwaukee County Park?
I think we're open to discussing what makes sense in terms of the overall management of our joint park systems, but at this point in time, there's been nothing to suggest that will be anything other than city parkland.
Okay, so that hasn't been completely decided yet. That ribbon park will connect to Bender Park.
Correct.
Anything else? All right, Madam Clerk, we have a motion for approval from Supervisor Taylor. Please call the roll.
Supervisor Bowen?
Aye.
Mayo?
Oh,
Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Weisham?
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
Seven ayes, zero noes. The motion is approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.